Transcript of TED Talk, delivered April 24th, 2021.
Ben Boyce, the future is yours. 0 minutes, 0 seconds. When I was a kid, I used to love thinking about the future. About going to the moon, robots cleaning my room, living forever. But when I was 12 years old, my mom got cancer. And all of a sudden, I wasn't dreaming about the future anymore. I was dreading it. What would the coming year bring? Healing or remission? Or more pain? More metastasis? Every birthday, I wondered if it was the last one I had with my mom. I couldn't live in the present, much less plan for the future. 0 minutes, 30 seconds. Mom fought hard for 5 years, in and out of chemo and remission, before she passed away. The year before I started college. Ever since she got sick, I have been scared to death of the future, of what the coming year might bring. And like many of us, I've immersed myself in work in an attempt to create some lasting legacy, some deep wealth, some impervious relationship, some safety and insurance against the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. 0 minutes, 55 seconds. We all live with the uncertainty of not knowing what's coming. We can never be fully present because we're so fixated and fearful about what's next. But it doesn't have to be that way. Because I've been working together with leading scientific minds to build a technology that lets us see into the future. 1 minute, 25 seconds. In a nutshell, it's a computer the size and shape of a typical desktop machine, just like the one you already have, in every way except one. This machine can connect to itself 1 year in the future. Through the joint principles of quantum computing and quantum entanglement, it's possible to receive email from your future self and browse websites that don't exist yet. 1 minute, 50 seconds. Of course, the proof is in the pudding. And I wouldn't be standing on the TED stage if I didn't have something to show for myself. You're probably wondering, what's it gonna be? What's he gonna show us from the future? Stock reports? News stories? Highlights from the Super Bowl? For a season that hasn't even started yet? 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Well, you came here to see TED Talks, to be the first ones to see what's new in the world of ideas. So how about a little preview of next year's TED stage?
Video plays, in which Ben Boyce is visible on the TED stage in different clothes with different facial hair.
That is me, giving a TED Talk, next year, 10 months from now. Want to hear what I have to say? 2 minutes, 55 seconds.
On screen, Ben speaks.
Now, when I gave my talk last year, the future was still in its infancy, and many were struggling to wrap their minds around the possibilities of what it could do. Today, the consensus has come around to acceptance, and many are using our product on a daily basis as they make decisions about every aspect of their lives, where to work, who to marry, how to spend their time, and so much more. But we have a long way to go if we want to ensure a world where time travel technology remains stable and beneficial. Which is why educating our users is so important. And that's why I'm launching a new initiative.
Video ends.
I know, it's a tease. But the whole talk is available on our website, along with a selection of other downloads from the future, and links to some of the science validating our methodology. That's just a peek at the vast wealth of what will be available through our very own personal time machine. 4 minutes, 25 seconds. We live in an age where a small group of companies have nearly complete control over our lives. Technology is intertwining with every facet of human existence, and the means to build it are consolidating into the hands of a few. They all know what's coming. They're making it happen, and we're just checking the news to find out what our lives will look like tomorrow. Google, Facebook, Amazon, they have a monopoly on the future. 5 minutes, 10 seconds. But that ends today. By creating an affordable machine that gives everyone access to their own future, we are leveling the playing field. Now, I no longer have to be afraid of the unknown. of what's coming next. And as a result, I'm dreaming big again. I hope you'll join me. Thank you.
Applause.